Listen, there's a great work to be done. As soon as you win this court battle, you must deliver this message. Take advantage of this opportunity and declare a powerful message to this world. He expects more of us. He believes we can do more. Who's going to stop Christ? Who's going to stop Christ from getting this work done?
This is Behind the Work.
Welcome to Behind the Work. I'm Grant Turgeon. We are broadcasting to you live this morning from the Herbert W. Armstrong College campus here in Edmond, Oklahoma, from KPCG.FM and in the Edmond, Oklahoma area at 101.3 FM. I just wanted to mention quickly here at the start just how much I've appreciated everyone's emails about both Behind the Work and my other show, Trumpet Bookshelf. They really have been inspiring messages for me to receive, and I have gained a lot of motivation from those to just keep going and trying to get better as these episodes go along. In fact, when we were in Portland a little over a week ago, there were quite a few people up there. I guess that was about 2 weeks ago. There were quite a few people up there who were very, very complimentary about the program. So I appreciate that. And I did go ahead and just form a Twitter account this morning just to try to interact more with people. Your emails definitely put a smile on my face, but if you want to go back and forth a little bit, you can find me on Twitter. I have returned to Twitter. So there you go. Well, last night we had a really fun event in downtown Oklahoma City. It was the ladies' night for the Edmond Graduate Spokesman Club, which is affiliated, of course, with the Philadelphia Church of God. We had our event at Cafe Do Brazil in downtown Oklahoma City. And the theme of the night was the God Family Empire. That also was the theme of the entire club year. We had 14 meetings from October through last night. And just such an inspiring conclusion to our club year last night. Even our producer of this show, Gino Chi, spoke. He gave his best speech ever about having God Family Empire sized goals like Herbert W. Armstrong and like PCG Pastor General Gerald Fleury. I laughed, I cried, I got tingles of excitement and inspiration from all of those speeches last night. And so we are going to talk about Spokesman Club today and how Spokesman Club has a direct impact, a positive impact on God's work. Here's a quote from the PCG Club Manual. This is something that every club in God's church relies upon very heavily. It gives us a description of all of the club assignments, the speaking assignments, evaluations, topics master, toastmaster, even just writing on evaluation slips. There's a lot of information in the club manual. There's tongue twisters in there. But right at the start of this manual, we have words from Mr. Fleury and Mr. Armstrong. I'll just give you the quote from the introduction by Mr. Armstrong. It says here, "Just how important is your spokesman club to you? Nearly all the leaders in God's great work, in God's church, perhaps every one, has received a great part of his training in Ambassador Club at Ambassador College or in a spokesman club at his local church. Without these speech clubs, I do not believe any of those God uses as his leaders would possess either the speaking ability or the leadership exerted today. These many interesting, idea-stimulating, mind-challenging, scintillating evenings they have enjoyed at these sessions have contributed effectively to their personality development. Several who have not attended Ambassador College have developed abilities and borne fruits that have qualified them to be chosen as elders, several now in full-time service. Much, perhaps even most, of the training that has fitted them for this service has come through a spokesman club. These clubs provide a stimulating, enjoyable, and rewarding outlet for social experience and for Christian fellowship. The value and importance of your spokesman club to you and to God's work is beyond evaluating. It means development and growth as a man, as a husband, as a father, in addition to development and growth in spiritual character and an ability to serve as a begotten Son of God. On top of all this, it is an enjoyable diversion from daily routine. So basically what you get from that quote from Mr. Armstrong there is that the benefits to Spokesman Club are innumerable. You can't even really keep track of all of the awesome privileges that we receive, all of the great responsibilities that are added to us, all of the abilities that we develop from Spokesman Club. And yet it can be a bit scary sometimes. Man's biggest fear, after all, is public speaking. Every time I come over here for radio, I always have a little bit of nerves, at least, even though I've been doing it for a while. And those, thankfully, do go away. But it's definitely something that has to be prayed about a lot. You have to put your trust in God to speak on the radio or to speak in public at a club or to speak at church services, whatever it might be. We had a sermonette last August here in the Edmond congregation exhorting Edmond men to join one of our two clubs here. Like I said, we have the graduate club. That club meets, or it did meet, every other Monday, so every 2 weeks. And then the regular spokesman club met once a month. So we actually did have quite a few men sign up as a result of that inspiring sermonette. The speaker talked about how he came into the Worldwide Church of God, which is the predecessor to the Philadelphia Church of God, largely by studying the church's Bible correspondence course. And pretty much right when he came into the WCG, he also started attending Ambassador College, which was the WCG's college out in California. And yet he never saw in the Bible correspondence course that attending Spokesman Club was a requirement for the men at the college. That would have probably given him pause about about coming to God's college. He talked about how in his first speech class, he was shaking violently. His tongue froze. And even though he was standing, he felt like he was dead. At his first club meeting, for the first club meeting, he hid in a prayer closet so that he could avoid it. So he wasn't even at the first club meeting. He gave some really funny stories like that. And it just shows how you can really grow tremendously from these speaking opportunities. To go from hiding in a prayer closet to avoid a club meeting to being up on the stage at Armstrong Auditorium speaking to hundreds of people as if he had no nerves at all. What a change, and a lot of that must be credited to Spokesman Club. And it does seem like pretty much every minister in God's church has a story like that. Mr. Fleury even told a story of his own at the Portland campaign a couple weeks ago, and I actually have an audio clip of that. That's just clip one.
God intercedes for us. He is an advocate for us. God does not want us to stay the way we are. He's called the lowly of the world, but he wants us to become the great of the world and really overcome and be as bold as we can be. And there's just amazing things we can do, brethren, if we trust God. We have a spokesman club in the church, and I became a member of that and continued for quite a long time. But I was really pretty scared to even go to that club, and I can still remember that I think I did a pretty good job the first time, second time I gave a speech, and then the next time they had a ladies' night. They had everybody, practically invited all of the people you could imagine. And I tell you, I honestly thought I was going to faint because I had to give a speech that night. I'd never done anything like that. And I think if God hadn't helped me, I would have fainted. We are the lowly of the world. God calls the lowly of the world. You can't very well call people that are high and mighty. Paul was one of the few exceptions to that. But brethren, if you have this power of God, he's given us not the spirit of fear, but the spirit of power and love and of a sound mind.
So that was Mr. Fleury there at the Portland personal appearance campaign a couple of weeks ago with Trumpet subscribers, telling his own story about how Spokesman Club can be quite terrifying, at least at first, until you really dive in and ask for God's help and get used to the format and get used to those public speaking opportunities. Think about even a lot of the biblical heroes. Could you even bring up one who maybe God asked to deliver a message on his behalf and that prophet or that apostle eagerly said, yes, yes, right away, immediately just jumped all over that opportunity? The prophet Jeremiah told God, well, I'm just a boy. I'm just a child. How can you send me out to talk on your behalf, to deliver a warning message? The prophet Isaiah said he had unclean lips and an impure tongue. It seems like all of us at first have objections when it comes to public speaking. It's not, like I said, it's not easy at first. It can be scary, but look at where Mr. Fleury is today, even after having a scary experience at a ladies' night like we just had last night. In this past club year, like I said, with the theme of God, Family, Empire, we had speeches, occasional sermonettes, poetry recitations, oral readings, and lectures about the power of rhythm in public speaking, putting the most important word of a sentence last, building an elevated vocabulary, societal evils like pedophilia, educational indoctrination, and slander, developing informed and forceful opinions, unending character growth, why men wear suits, how to prepare a succulent salmon fillet, properly expressing joy, conquering sin, and godly imperialism. And that's really just a handful of the subjects we heard from spokesmen at our club this year. Like you can see there, it covers the entire vast spectrum of subjects. We learn a lot of practical instruction. We gain a lot of inspiration. We are stirred up to hate the things God hates, to love the things God loves. And once those meetings are over and you're walking or driving back home, you're pretty much as alive and awake as you've been all day, even though it's around 10 p.m. when it's over or whenever you're going home. You should be winding down theoretically, and yet you're so fired up and excited from what you just heard that it's tough to go to sleep. I have another quote here from Mr. Fleury. This is also at the beginning of the Spokesman Club manual that is used by God's Church. He says here in the preface, I was fortunate to become a member of a Spokesman Club during my early years as a church member. How important was Spokesman Club to me? I felt it so important for my own development that at one stage I attended two different clubs back to back. Spokesman Club had a tremendous influence on my preparation for use in Christ's service. So how does Spokesman Club impact God's work? Well, would there be a Key of David television program today? Would we have personals at the start of every Trumpet magazine, every Royal Vision magazine? Would we be hearing sermons once a month here in Edmond that are then broadcast out to the rest of the church? It's a really direct impact on God's work. God's apostle himself had these fears of Spokesman Club. He was hesitant at first. He was extremely nervous at first. And yet now his job, his life, is about communicating. What an example for the rest of us when it could be so easy just to say, well, this is too scary for me to attend a Spokesman Club, or whatever it might be. There are a lot of great opportunities that God presents to us that it could be easy sometimes to reject out of fear. Would Mr. Fleury be where he is today without that kind of passion for for Spokesman Club. I'll just give you an idea of what he's talking about here. Going to two different clubs back to back. Each club meeting is around 2.5 hours. And so he would attend one for around 2.5 hours, then maybe have a few minute break, and then jump right back into another one for another 2.5 hours. And I believe a lot of the time those meetings were held in the evenings. And so he would have a really late night. He's told me about how after some of those meetings, there'd be some of the members, the club members there, speaking with the directors of those clubs. And they'd be out till 1 or 2 or 3 in the morning, just speaking about the inspiration that they received at those meetings. So he was basically giving 8 hours of an evening every couple weeks or every week or however often those clubs were held so that he could benefit from those clubs. I don't know too many people who would choose to attend two clubs back to back like that and then spend a couple more hours talking about those clubs when both of those clubs are over. And yet, he was terrified when he first started club. He faced that fear, and look where he is today. And you might be thinking, well, I don't plan to start appearing on television or radio anytime soon. Why is it that important that I join Spokesman Club? Well, think about Mr. Fleury. Think about your local ministers. Think about the leading men in your congregations. Think about the benefits of just communicating in everyday life. We all want to be able to be taken seriously when we talk. Whenever we are conveying an idea, we want it to come across clearly. We want it to be memorable. We want people to follow us when the time is right. We want to be better leaders. We also want to be better followers. We want to be better husbands and fathers, better true Christian soldiers, better ambassadors for Jesus Christ, and better builders of the God family empire. And you ladies listening, wouldn't you want to be around men who have had experiences like this in Spokesman Club? Wouldn't you want to be led by a man like that? Wouldn't you want to follow men who have received this type of invaluable training? It really does benefit every family, every congregation, the entire church, and then God's work on top of that. That is the benefit of Spokesman Club. So we have just covered Spokesman Club today, this topic of Spokesman Club as it relates to God's work. Again, I'm on a high after our ladies' night last night in downtown Oklahoma City. So what better time to talk about that than today? Thank you very much for listening. I'm Grant Turgeon. This has been Behind the Work.
You've been listening to Behind the Work. Email your thoughts to comments at kpcg.fm. Listen for a new episode each Monday at 11:30 a.m. Central Time.